Sports Central. Cricket.
And lots of cricket to talk about today, of course, with the one-day international getting underway shortly. Graham Smokey Dawson will be across that. But let's turn our attention to the BBL and the WBBL. Clint Cooper, the Melbourne Stars CEO, is on the line. G'day, Clint.
Hi, Kev. How you going, mate?
Good. A day of mixed emotions for you yesterday.
Certainly was. Look, it was a disappointing end to the WBBL campaign. And last night, it was an incredibly disappointing last couple of overs in the batting innings. And then, didn't get the job done in the end, unfortunately. But what an absolute testament it was to the Victorian public. I mean, we know we had 200,000 people over four games turn up to the Stars, which is just an incredible effort.
Yeah, it was terrific. And when I mean mixed emotions, I mean the girls didn't get through, and the blokes obviously were always going to get through unless they got absolutely flogged last night. But it was fairly heartbreaking scenes. I was watching a bit of it sitting in here yesterday, watching it on Channel 10, and the girls were shattered in that last over where I think what they needed 12 to get up, and they got the runs in the end.
Yeah, it was. It was incredibly disappointing, and it really felt for the team that, look, those sorts of losses make you stronger next year, don't they? So you just got to take something away from it and hopefully rebound next year and regroup and go that one step further. But I think that competition is just so strong and so fierce. You just can't be off your game for one over, let alone a game. So, pretty disappointing.
Meg Lanning's a star, isn't she?
Oh, she certainly is, but she's also, starting to build a really good group of girls around her. Katie Mack's been super, Emma's been fantastic, Bowler's been terrific. She's done a really, really good job of building a tremendous side, and I reckon that's a side that we'll see some success over the next couple of years.
And what'd you make of the blokes game last night?
It's always going to be tough when you've got five of your starting 11 not in the team, isn't it, Kev? So I think,
Well, let's address that first. Is there a solution to that you can see?
Not right at the moment. I think it's a really challenging situation. Obviously, you want all your players to go on and play higher honours. I think at some point we're probably going to have to get to a crossroads and work out how we can actually fit all these games of cricket in more effectively and more importantly for our fans and members who, as I said before, nearly 200,000 people turned up. Across four games, we hit 10,000 memberships the day before the game, which was just an extraordinary effort. So, I think there's certainly some discussions that need to be had, some positive and robust discussions, I think, just to see how we can come up with a better solution that satisfies everybody. Because there's no doubt we want players playing for Australia, both in the men's and women's teams. But equally, we want to put on the best show and the best team on the park we possibly can each time we go out and play. So, it's an interesting one, but it sort of doesn't make us feel any better. Sort of limping into the finals this year with five of those big boys out.
And I guess from my point of view, and I guess from the fans' point of view, it's the inconsistency of who's available when and where, and who gets pulled out of this squad to go there and all that sort of. I mean, you had Zampa sitting on his backside for two games doing nothing. You've got Maxwell not playing, we're told, probably not playing today, and we'll know in a couple of minutes' time, but he's not playing today. Why couldn't he have played last night? There's all those little sort of... Is that the kind of to-ing and fro-ing that you've got to... That's going to be your robust discussion?
Yeah, I think so. And I think, if you're frustrated and our fans are frustrated, we're just as frustrated. And I suppose not in an angry sense. I think it's
not at all.
Just I think all parties need to come together and try and get some better communication around who's in, who's out, and see if we can't work a better solution. Because I think in the end, it doesn't matter where the players are playing, you actually want them playing cricket. And if it can be achieved, then it should be. I think that should be the priority.
And let's be honest, that's exactly what the players want out of it too. They all want to play, yes. No way known you'd stop Marcus Stoinis or Peter Hanscom from playing for Australia. That's not even on anyone's agenda. But, if that means that Adam Zampa can come back, as he did with one of those games, we'll let that happen.
Yeah, certainly. And I think, maybe the cards would be slightly different if we were playing a home semi on this week against the Renegades, but unfortunately that's not the fairy tale that everybody wanted, and we're off to Perth. So I think that's logistically it's going to be pretty hard to try and get players out of the Australian squad to turn up and play for the Stars in Perth. But you know what? There's the challenge. I mean, we've actually had a pretty good success rate over in Perth of recent years, so I think that the team led by Stephen Fleming and his charges are sort of really looking at this as another opportunity to really galvanise the team and go over there with, there's obviously pressure, but you're sort of going in there, well, the expectation is that we're not going to win, but, that in their creates the opportunity for the chance to win. So I think that's all they're really looking for. And I'd give you the mail. They'll be certainly going out there and giving every opportunity they possibly can to get into that final, hopefully back in the East Coast somewhere.
Yeah, don't have any doubt. So what happens if you win that one in Perth on Tuesday, then you'll play the winner of the Heat and the Sixers. Is there a chance you could play it here, or is there no chance now that
you No chance we'll play in Melbourne, unfortunately. Okay. Yeah.
So it'll
certainly a lot better being four hours closer than over in Perth.
Yeah, well, look, good luck on Tuesday. We're all behind you. Let's hope the Stars do get up and get into another final. And we haven't had that trophy in Victoria yet. We'd like to. We'd like it to pay a visit.
We certainly would. And Kev, just one last thing. Firstly, just thanks for all your support throughout the summer. It's been absolutely tremendous. But just to our fans and members and the Victorian public that got behind the Stars for the last 6 years and the numbers that turned out this year were just absolutely extraordinary. And whether we win or lose in the next couple of days, we'll be back bigger and stronger next year and really going to take this club forward.
Good on you, Clint. Appreciate your time, as you've been terrifically cooperative with both yourself and with the team right through the year. Thanks for your time.